it's just nice to empty the mind, because I feel like what you were saying too, that it's like tuning a guitar. For me, I need to empty my mind of all these little busy thoughts to kind of do that reboot or that tuning of the guitar, as you were saying. And I also think it also helps us tap into the wisdom of the body. So I understand, I think, what Wegedesk was saying earlier, that the body sometimes isn't, you know, isn't always the smartest, but I think also we've lost the wisdom part of the body, and we're so busy in our heads and so busy outside in the outside world that sometimes our body's giving us information and wisdom that we totally are oblivious to because we're so busy with everything else.
Well, also into our body and listening to what we need. Like,
yes.
Like I find that when I'm hungry and my body needs something, because our bodies are pretty finely tuned to ask for what they need, what it needs, like certain minerals. Like, for instance, if we're lacking salt, we start to crave something salty. Or some sugar, if our blood sugar is going down too low, our bodies automatically start to press for something sugary. So these things are things that we can start to tune into.
Exactly.
And realize that, yeah, this thing is good for me, and that's what I should be into.
Yeah.
And also, for things that are negative too, we should listen to our bodies and what it tells us.
Yeah, exactly. And the other part too, by listening in and tuning in, as you're talking about, is I think then our body is able to distinguish between, I was smiling when you were saying sugar, because of course sugar is also can be addictive, but it'll be able to know the difference between when it's the regular need for that energy and for bringing stabilizing blood sugar up if it's a little low, and the aspect of the looping and the addiction side of sugar. So I, you know, that wisdom can be tapped into if we listen to it. Really, it's about listening, and that art of listening, it's a practice, because it's easy. It takes a while to get plugged back into that.
Yeah, or get out of tune.
Get out of tune of the other stuff and get into tune with this stuff. Yeah.
Well, I also found a great way of meditation, for myself anyway. I don't know, it might be helpful for other people too. I do like to ride my motorcycle.
Right.
And when I do that, it's just like erasing everything.
Right, it kind of frees up the mind,
right? Because I focus so much on the road and just like making sure I survive and live, because, you know, it's dangerous out there.
Yeah.
You know, people just don't see you. People, unless you have a super loud, rambunctious bike, then they can't hear you.
Yeah.
So it's your responsibility to be seen and heard, and to be very, very defensive.
Yeah, that's an important part.
And to realize that you're basically invisible.
Yeah.
So that's what helps me to like block out everything else in my mind.
Right.
And just focus. So that like helps me reset.
It's so interesting, because meditation, my husband, Marcel, he'll say that he finds goaltending. He's a goaltender when he plays hockey. And I look at him like he's from another planet when he says it's meditative, because it's like having someone, you know, shoot a puck at you at 80 miles an hour or 60 miles an hour, whatever it is, to me is not meditative, right? But for him, it is. And for me, the other point for me is I love going into nature and just doing a walk, a meditative walk. And again, it's just plugging into my body, but also plugging into the, I'm going to say like it plugs into this sense of oneness for me. You know, kind of becomes more spiritual for me on some level, that almost like I'm one with. And I love that. I mean, that's just, it's really clears everything.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And hopefully some of the Canucks are listening and getting tapped in and getting all psyched up and ready for their big game tonight. And especially I heard a lot of talk about Petey. And so we're wishing for Petey to like tap into his mindset.
It's a new page today.
Yeah, because this is the playoffs.
Harder.
Yeah, and the playoffs are way different than regular season.
It's
everything's two times harder. The goalies are three times better.
Yeah.
And once you learn all that and remember all that, then you know, that's where the experience
comes from.
It's
a new page today. Yeah, new game, new page.
For sure. Yes, yep. That's for sure. So we're going to carry on with our program and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to get on with our program, and we're going to get with our next guest, which is quite Shachlach. But first, we're going to play his song of the week from Melk Inc., and their song called Land of the Living. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back.
I'm running round in circles, meeting people I see every day. No one left to talk to, 'cause I already know each word they'll say. In the land of the living, there's a key. Cause I already know each word they'll say.
welcome to the Land of the Living. That was Melk Inc. And that was the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. And for people who don't know Shkwait Shachlach, he's my brother. He's an extreme survivalist. He's survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. And we're just so honored and privileged to have him come on our program and share with us. And thank you for joining us, Shkwaich. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as I can. Listening to the winds blow outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's pretty howling. It's like winter howl wind.
It does have that bite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, we have a subject today, and it's on meditation, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Meditation. I never used to really think about it. You know, I always thought it was sitting on a little carpet, like the genie's flying carpet.
Yeah.
Fingers clenched and, you know, that is a form of meditation. Mm. There's many forms and methods to meditating.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I kind of found myself using and practicing is mindfulness meditation. That's focusing, putting all your focus on the here and now.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than letting the past and the future distract you.
Mm-hmm.
Why I came to this form is because, you know, I got the cancer and all that, and that's from many, many years of tobacco abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a consequence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it could flare up again, you know, if I just sit here and dwell on it. Oh, why did I start using tobacco?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then thinking about the future, tell me, you start to stress yourself and give yourself anxiety, thinking, oh, what am I going to do in the future? What happens if my car totally dies? Just focus on the here and now.
Mm.
Don't stress and give yourself anxiety dwelling on what has been put in the past and what is to come. Don't just focus.
Mm.
Put all your time and energy. That's the meditation I use.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of methods in meditation. You know, there's the kind you can sit there and do a mantra.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of like, what do the Asians use, Tai Chi or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's meditation through movement and stuff like that. I just found myself working on the mindfulness meditation.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty powerful stuff, man, when you're able to just tap into your brain, because most of us, we don't use that much of our brain. You know, I think we use like 3% or something like that. Really low.
That's on a good day for me.
But, you know, what you're saying is so valid, so true. Mm. And, you know, it's just so awesome to get your knowledge and what makes you tick and survive mm-hmm. and get through all these afflictions that you've gone through. You know, surviving these type of things like cancer and Guillain-Barré syndrome, you know, those are really traumatic. And,
yeah.
You know, when you get a tracheotomy and you're on a ventilator, you know, that stuff is pretty lasting. So we thank you for joining us and just sharing some of those things and opening up some of your mind and your heart and what makes you able to get through all those things. It's just mm-hmm. a real privilege and an honor, and we thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I thank you guys for giving me a reason to keep plugging on positively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look forward to the weekly show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys there at the studio and all the technicians that help you guys, and to all the listeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
Send you much thanks. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. Mm-hmm. I send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And we wish you a great week and weekend. It's a long weekend, so maybe get out and get some exercise. And
making it a good long weekend.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So we're going to have to say bye for now. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye for now.
Okay, bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother, Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkina, BC. So we thank you all for joining us, and we're going to carry on with our program. Coming up next, we'll have with us Lady Fahima. We're going to play some Somali Yacht Club and their song called Sight Waster. So listen and enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. Maloney Yacht Club. We're just going to turn it down a bit here. And we have with us on the line Lady Fahima. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
I'm doing fine, thank you. My greetings and my love and my respect to the station, to the team. Wonderful team, respected Simon Fraser University, the student, marvelous student, the future of tomorrow, and the respected listeners across the country and outside of the country. My love to each one of you.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. And we have a subject today, and it's on meditation, and would love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, the meditation with, please allow me, because we are sitting on the very blessed land of the country, Canada, Aboriginal people, indigenous people, the landowner of the landowner of the country. As a nationwide, we chose and landed with the permission of the Aboriginal people, the landowner on this side, and we are living together side by side as one nation, different background, and is so marvelous and so unique. Please allow me to go back about the meditation, about the pipe ceremony, smudging and sweat lodge. These are the very little knowledge that I have about the First Nation, the indigenous people, Red Nation, or the title has been given to this Red Nation, Vanguard. And I encourage each one to view and see how powerful is this area pipe ceremony, a smudging sweat lodge, how wonderful and how powerful is regarding meditation. And to the rest of the other respected listeners that they cannot reach, they don't have the the facility to experience this area, but through YouTube you can discover. And the rest of the other respected listeners, they can go to the spa, swimming, you know, candlelight, all these things, you know, practicing it with ourselves, only with ourselves, is going to remove and empty the toxic thoughts and action of each individual. So when we are removing this toxic negative thought in our within ourselves, within our souls, then it will be shifted. Then our soul, it become a mirror, it become a glass, it becomes so shiny, because we allow that, you know, the light is shining to our soul, and make us free. And when we are and we become so connected with ourselves and universe, and allow us to be free of the negative negative thought, and fly high with the mission and the goal that we have. Beautiful. And this is the smallest way that I, within the limited time that I can share at your station, is this part. And I thank you very much for having me, having my voice, allowing me just to follow the step foot of Counselor Fari. That was her mission. I'm just following her legacy and sharing this part with you. Thank you very much for having me. I wish you well for each one of you, and my love and respect to you all. After all, I am the student and servant of mankind. Thank you kindly.
Beautiful. Lovely. And wonderful as usual, just spot on. We thank you for joining us live and sharing all your knowledge and wisdom and love, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye for now. That was our co-host, Lady Fahima. Thank you for joining us. And finish off our program with the Midnight Ghost Train Along the Chasm. Thank you all for joining us.
A little snippet.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Bye for now, everyone. And thank you for joining us. So come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4.